It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Little Bat Studio, and it's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue sauce, barbecue rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs, do yourself a favor and visit 409tailgateclub.com. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Don't forget the listener, Dean, with the number one question this week. We'll receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. All right, we got like more than 40 questions this week, guys.
Let's get to all of them.
Let's get to all 43 of them. But let's start with Jeremy in Pittsburgh. He asked the one and only Ross, when it comes to big runs, like the one Ricky Slade had, is it play calling, a little bit of execution, or defense not being in the right position? Slade had a hole the size of a truck on that run, but there wasn't really much there in the run game the rest of the day. What is it?
I mean, there's no way to answer that.
Okay.
With one answer. It can be any number of things. Usually if there's a run that big, somebody for the defense messed up and wasn't where they were supposed to be. There was a huge hole, but even if there's a hole that big to get 40 some yards, the safety's not even where he's supposed to be because he would have gone up and made the tackle unless Slade made a miss. I don't think he did.
No, he just ran straight line.
Yeah. So I think Penn State caught him in some type of movement defense, but there could be any number of factors when you get a big run. But in general, to get a run that big, the defense has to screw up.
All right. This comes from Joe and Jeanette. Why isn't Justin Shorter getting more targets? Is he not open, or is he just not one of the first – is he just not the first read? To me, it seems like a waste of talent not to throw to him. What do you think?
You know, I understand him not playing last year and him being injured. In year two, for the number one ranked wide receiver in the country – there's got to be they just don't trust him in some way. I don't know why. I don't know if he doesn't know what he's doing mentally enough. I don't know if he is as precise as they want him to be. I don't think he had one drop, Bob. I don't think he's had a lot of drops.
Yeah, I don't think drops are the issue. When he's on the field, you watch him from the press box running routes. It's not like he gets a lot of separation.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, I will say this. If you remember back to, the spring, James talked about doing everything in their power to keep him at 230 pounds.
Right.
Now, to me, when you hear that from the head coach, he's trying to send a message to the player that you're a very talented player, but you might even be more, you might be something a little bit more at 220 or 225. He looks tremendous. Having said all that, but James clearly, I think, was trying to send him a message about his weight. Just be careful. I just wonder if maybe he could stand to be a little bit leaner.
Well, look, so the answers to that would be, number one, they obviously don't trust him enough. And number two, they think that the other guys are better. So I don't know why that is. Dotson's really smooth. Dotson's a really good route runner. We know what Hamler is.
Right.
So there's their top two receivers there. They like throwing it to Freiermuth. And it's not like they have other – I mean, nobody else caught a ball at the receiving corps, so he's just not as productive. I can't imagine when they were getting recruited watching their high school tape thinking that Dotson would be superior to Shorter, especially early. You know, I thought maybe Dotson, when he would grow into his body a little bit more later, but and just goes to show you, it's not all about recruiting tape.
You remember Jahan was committed to UCLA at first.
I'm just going to say this. They're all different. The big wideouts he's pulled out of New Jersey, Irv Charles, Saeed Blacknall, this guy, and there's one other one I'm missing that they look great, but they've been very limited in production. Oh, Juwan Johnson. I mean, they're all physical clones, a lot of them, and it's just been a struggle for all of them to consistently make plays. Now maybe it'll change with Shorter, but it's a little odd that all four of those guys look the same and have played the same.
All right, Andrew in Elmer, New Jersey asks, hi, Ross. I agree with the general opinion that the scoreline might have been a little different with more Noah Kane. I also think Michigan played its best 40 minutes of football to end the game. How much credit do you give to Michigan versus blame or to the Penn State coaching staff for such a close call?
I don't think I really blame the Penn State coaching staff that much. I just think I'll give more credit to Michigan. You know, I said it last week. I felt like it was a more important game to them. I thought it was like their last stand to be a relevant program this season. You know, I think that they'll beat Notre Dame Saturday night. I think that they will. I think that they're going to beat Notre Dame.
Interesting.
Would not be surprised at all.
I think they match up well against Notre Dame.
I think Michigan's not a bad team. I think that they played really poorly against Wisconsin. And I think we're realizing that maybe Illinois coming back against them, Illinois might not be that terrible. So I'll give more credit to Michigan there than blame the Penn State. I'm a happy person. I'm an optimistic person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to
– I'd rather
give credit than blame.
I mean, Penn State was holding on to the edge of the cliff in that game last 40 minutes for a reason. It was because Michigan was stepping on the gas. And so let's go to Brad in Palmyra. He says, Ross, is Rashid Walker already one of the best tackles in the Big Ten? And a follow-up, you've been deservedly tough on Matt Limegrover, but with potentially a very good recruiting class coming in and what you've seen this year, do you think Penn State's offensive line is starting to turn the corner? Thank you. You are the only reason I listen to KSN.
Oh,
he's just trying to win.
Darn it.
He's trying to win, and it may help. I'm not going to lie; it may help.
It's a good question, though.
So I don't even know who the other tackles are in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? Like I can't say as if he's already one of the best tackles in the Big Ten. I'll say this: he's pretty good. You know what I mean? For a redshirt freshman, he's pretty good. Like I thought he would be.
Hamler right behind him.
The Iowa tackles are projected to be very good NFL players.
Yeah, Tristan Wirfs is the best. Tristan Wirfs is unbelievable.
Even Alaric Jackson, who was hurt earlier. I know that they are very highly thought of as well. I think Rashid, though, is already a very good player, and I think he will only get better. He was impressive the last couple of games.
And then
about Limegrover.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're playing probably as well up front as they have, and to think that they lost their two best guys in McGovern and Bates last year, I think that's a credit to Limegrover. Yeah, I think he deserves. I'll also say this. I think Noah Kane is probably the best like short yardage runner they've had. And also, they have new runs that they didn't have under Moorhead or last year. Like, if you watch some of their short yardage stuff, 4-minute stuff, like they're running some different stuff. Before, it used to always be inside zone to Saquon or zone read to Saquon. Now there's actually a little bit of variety in what they're doing.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs, visit 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, continuing on with your questions, his answers, and Ask Ross. Jay from Westchester asks, hey, Ross, what do you think is the biggest obstacle for James Franklin and Ricky Ronnie to overcome the moniker of poor game time decision makers? Is experience? Arrogance? Thanks. I really love the show.
Arrogance?
That's what he asks.
I don't understand that part of the question. And
can you be arrogant and overcome a moniker?
What?
That's what he was at. That's the way.
And I also think it's arrogance. I don't think it is.
I don't even understand that part of the question. And we just talked about, you know, they've made the play calls the last 2 weeks to win the game at the end. So I don't know if they're talking about like at the end of the half, the timeout by Franklin. That didn't make sense. But what are we? Let's move on.
All right. This comes question. From Brian.
43 questions. You picked that one, Andy. Let me tell you, he's not the winner this week. You.
All right, Brian in Canton.
You just said he was the best thing about the show at the start.
His bold prediction.
I could ask you a bunch of questions about number 6 and 11 catching the ball. There's a lot of those. Brian in Kansas City asks, Ross, you are the greatest football mind since George Halas.
Agreed. Good Suck start. Good
Do you
start.
Think Sean Clifford looks tentative running the ball? He turns his body on contact. It makes him appear a little bit slower than Trace. Also, he seems to take longer to make the reads in the RPO. Do you think it's just more experience or something else?
I haven't seen that he started out with saying hesitant or reluctant to run or...
He's tentative.
I don't know that I've seen that.
There's a couple... I think he's being patient sometimes. It looks like he's waiting for something to set up where he'll kind of stutter step. And he actually usually gets more yards because of it. I don't think he's tentative. I think, if anything, I would say I give him credit for being patient in his first year.
Yeah, I don't think he's tentative. And for the other part of it, I do think it takes him longer to go through his reads than Trace. But something would be wrong if
it did.
A first-year starter didn't for a guy that was a three-year starter. Still waiting for that good question, Andy.
Hey, this comes from Dominic in Cranberry Township. He goes, I hear a lot of analysts projecting Tariq Castro Fields to leave for the NFL at the end of the season. I'm very surprised by this. He does flash. The interception is an example this week. However, he gets beat and burned by taller wide receivers. Do you think he's out of position, and do you think he should be this highly regarded by NFL
scouts? Out of position, meaning like he should play safety instead of corner?
Yeah, they're just asking, is he out of
position? No, I think he's a corner.
Okay.
Out of position, meaning being ranked too high. I think he's very talented, and I think he has the traits that they're looking for. But, you know, he wouldn't be like a first or second round pick. He's not consistent enough. So that's a decision he's going to have to make. He would get drafted because of his traits. I don't know if that means third round or sixth round, but he's not a first or second round guy because those guys are a lot more consistent than he is.
This question comes from Jesse in Biglerville. The Penn State defense has been very good most of the year. However, they struggle when they get opponents pinned inside their own 10-yard line. Again, this week they let Michigan out a couple times. What is it about this defense or defense in general that when their opponent's pinned inside the 10 to keep them down there, is three and out too much to ask? That is a good point.
That's a good question. There
have been some penalties that have hurt them when they've had teams pinned, and not all of them I thought were necessarily good calls against Penn State. They have struggled, though, getting off the field with penalties.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's Biglerville?
That is Jesse in Biglerville.
The Canners?
Yes.
Lids off to the Canners.
Yes. Canners.
Well done.
They played while missing in the playoffs one year. Didn't go real well for Biglerville.
didn't go real well for Biglerville.
Just because of that, since I just took a shot at your high school football team, he's the winner. That was a good question. Because the way Gillikin's punting, they should be able to keep him down there more. They should be able to force three and outs. That has not been a strength of theirs. It's interesting. That it's weird. It's like they're better at bending and not breaking than they are at kind of shutting the door once you get down there, once they get a team pinned down. It's a good question. I honestly hadn't even thought of that until he brought that up. So, good question. Winner. Go Canners.
All right, Jesse and Biglerville, 409tailgateclub.com gift package is coming your way. All right, that'll do it for quarter number three. Michigan State preview and some bowl predictions coming up next. Stick with us.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.